Baugan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
O'clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are Jessica and Pedro and Lydia and Kutsi. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Now, before we start, I want to talk about a tweet. I want to talk about a tweet. And the tweet comes from, let's see if I can find it. The tweet comes from Ana Morón. And she says, at English O'Clock, Julia, tengo el libro y no sé por dónde empezar. ¿Por qué podcast empiezo? Entonces, os cuento.
Enero de... 2018.
A ver, eso va de tal manera que el programa de English O'Clock creo que tiene 4 años ya, o 5. Empezamos en el 2015. O 2016. No, 2016. 16, 17. No, finales de 2015. Finales de 2015. Noviembre de 2015 empezamos. Entonces, durante el 2016 y el 2017... había un grupo de alumnos, el primero, que está con Mario, y Fernando, y Mamen, y Ritzi, y Annette, etcétera, etcétera. Y en enero del 2018 empezamos con los aquí presentes, que son, sobre todo, Mamen, que empezó, y no. Jessica, creo, Kuchi.
Yo empecé en junio.
Tú empezaste en junio, Lidia se unió después de, justo antes del verano 2018.
No me acuerdo ya.
Ajá. Y Pedro, pues nada, lleva 2 meses.
Qué mala suena, ¿no?
Cecibel también empezó desde el principio. Anabel, que ya no está con nosotros, pero bueno, total. Empezamos enero 2018. Creo que el 8 o el 9 de enero 2018. Entonces.
Del 9, no, del 12. No, del 1.
¿Qué dices? ¿Qué me estás contando?
January.
Me estás liando.
Sí, after Christmas.
Ya. Yeah. El 7, el 8 o el 9 de enero.
¿Del 9? No.
No, del 9 no, de enero.
Ocho,
de enero.
8 o 9.
A ver, me están liando. Hemos empezado en enero 2018. Creo que el 8 o el 9 de enero. Okay. Eso. De 2018, no de 2019, con el grupo que estamos ahora. Entonces, si os habéis comprado el libro, ahora lo que podéis hacer es buscar en iVoox los programas de aquel entonces, que siempre os digo que es lo que hacemos en mi cuenta de Twitter, en arroba English_clock, o English_o'clock, y mirad qué es lo que hemos hecho. Podéis hacer eso si os habéis comprado el libro ahora. Si lo que estamos haciendo ahora mismo os resulta súper, súper difícil, pues volved más atrás. Si os resulta medio difícil, pues volved 3 o 4 meses atrás. Si os resulta fácil, pues estáis en el punto donde tenéis que estar. No os engañéis. Si no sabéis, no pasa nada. Volved atrás. Lo más importante son los básicos. Dicho eso, en enero vamos a empezar con otro grupo nuevo. Graduamos a los aquí presentes y empezamos desde cero.
¿Eh? Fiesta, party.
Yeah, of course. A graduation party. Prom. We're going to do prom. Entonces, a partir de enero empezamos con el grupo, con un grupo nuevo, con alumnos de un nivel muy bajo. ¿Vale? Y seguimos con el libro como siempre. Entonces, Ana Morón, espero que te haya contestado la pregunta. Mira dónde te encuentras. Si estás bien de nivel, te incorporas con nosotros y estudias a diario. A diario, todos. Daily, please. Y si no, pues vuelve 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 meses atrás. Y si quieres empezar desde 000 a enero 2018. Y ya si quieres esperar, porque estamos a mitad de octubre, pues nada, te incorporas en enero y empezamos desde cero. ¿Clear?
Clear.
Yes?
As water.
All right. Very good. Ahora sí que empezamos. Twitter question. La pregunta... Ya he cogido carretilla con el español y aquí sigo. No, so the Twitter question today is, where is the wine? Where is the wine? and you have wine in your stomach. Pedro's drunk. Okay.
No,
I'm kidding. So the question is, where is the wine? And in parentheses, I'm putting bottle and glass. So I want you to say, algo de vino está en la botella y algo de vino está en la copa. All right? So let's see if you can get it right. We practiced it yesterday in yesterday's class. I'm tweeting it right now. It's out there, and we are going to jump right over to question mix number 192, which means that yesterday we did
191.
Very good. Okay, so what nationality are people from the Czech Republic? Pedro?
People from Czech Republic.
Stop. Right there. Incision of the question mix. We are going to go right to question mix number, to drill number 19, and you're going to tell me the 20 countries that require the verb, the article, the. Off we go. Which one?
The Philippines.
The Philippines. Correct. Very good. The Philippines. What else? Pedro. No, you do not get to open the book. All right, so we have the Philippines. One down, 19 more to go.
The Bahamas.
The Bahamas. Very good. What else?
The UK.
The UK. Very good. What else?
The United States.
The United States. Very good. What else?
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands. Perfect. Very good. What else?
The Dominican Republic.
The Dominican Republic. Very good. What else?
The Cayman Islands.
Very good. The Cayman Islands. Very good. What else? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The Balears.
That's not a country. That's a country that belongs to Spain, but it will be the Balearic Islands. That is true. What about
the Republic of the Gambia?
Very good. That's another one.
The Republic of Congo.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo. Very good.
Emirates.
A ver, todos juntos. No,
sorry.
I know only one.
Yes.
You know only one. Okay, tell me. The one I just asked you about.
The Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic. Very good. What else?
The United Arab Emirates.
Yes. The United Arab Emirates. Very good.
The People Republic or the China. Okay.
It's China. Yes.
Only China.
It would be the People's Republic of People's China, Republic. But nobody calls it that.
But it's the official name, I think.
Yeah, when was the last time you said, where are you going on holiday? Well, actually, as a matter of fact, I'm going to the People's Republic of China. No, you just say China. But you do say the Czech Republic, and you do say the UK, and you do say the US. That's how you have to say it. More stuff. Las Islas Vírgenes.
The Virgin Islands.
The Virgin Islands, very good. What about los Turcos y Los Islas de Turcos y Caicos, maybe? No?
The Caicos
the
and
Turks?
Turkish.
No,
the Turks and Caicos Islands.
Yes, the Turks and Caicos Islands. Very good. Las Islas Solomon.
Solomon Islands.
What?
The Solomon Islands.
The Solomon Islands. Very good. Las Maldivas.
Did you hear?
I heard without the.
The Maldivas.
You are right.
Stop. Lydia? What did Jessica just say? Repeat.
The Maldivas.
It's Maldives.
Maldives.
Yes, the Maldives. The Maldives. Very good. Las Islas Marshall. Kuchi.
The Marshall Islands.
The
Island.
Oh, yo, 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 yo.
Lo ha dicho.
igual no les graduó, ¿eh? A ver, las Islas Marshall. The?
No, ahora cualquiera.
The Marshall Islands.
The Marshall Islands. Very good. Isla Island. Irlanda, Ireland. Islandia, Iceland. Okay, no os liéis. Las Islas Bahamas.
The Bahama Islands.
The Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
Yes,
okay.
Just like the Maldives, the Bahamas. Very good. La Central República Africana.
The Central Republic.
No.
The Central African Republic. Republic.
Yes. The Central African Republic. And Las Islas Canal, maybe?
Canal. Cayman.
No. Cayman, no.
Channel Islands.
Very good. La Costa Marfil.
The Ivory Coast.
Sorry. The Ivory Coast.
The Ivory Coast. Very good. And I have one more. I have no idea how you say it in Spanish. The Isle of Man.
But that's not a country.
It's not a country, but I still put it in.
Okay.
The Isle of Man. So we have the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, the Central African Republic, the Channel Islands, the Czech Republic, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the Dominican Republic, the Gambia, the Isle of Man, the Ivory Coast, the Maldives, the Marshall Islands, the Netherlands, the Philippines, the Solomon Islands, the Turks and Caicos Islands, the United Arab Emirates, the United Kingdom, the United States, and the Virgin Islands. Okay, now, this is drill number 19, page 218 in the English O'Clock book. I'm going to review this with you tomorrow. Just saying. All right, going back to question number one in our question mix number 192, what nationality are people from the Czech Republic? Pedro.
People from the Czech Republic are Czechs. Czechs.
Czech. Yes. Nationalities never have an S, unless it finishes with an S, but not son checos o son alemanes. We don't have that. It's just Czech. Mando, pregúntame de quién es.
Who's remote? No, yes. Who's?
Que no he dicho nada.
Who's remote
control? Ya la tienes totalmente.
Who's remote control is it?
Yes. Remote.
Remote control, yes. Is it?
Very good. How old is Ashton Kutcher? He was born on February 7, 1978.
He's 40 years old.
He's 41.
41.
41. Yeah, he's 41. So he's in?
He's in his early 40s.
Very good. How often do you have dessert?
I have dessert every day.
All right, very good. Do you enjoy trying new desserts?
Yes, I do.
Very good. How long does a dessert last?
It lasts 5 minutes.
5 minutes, very good. How long did it take you to find nice shoes?
Oof, it took me a long time to find nice shoes.
Very good. Do you try to use your time well?
Yes, I do.
Do you really make an effort?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Who's been to Paris, you or me?
You are going to go to Paris?
Who has been to Paris?
You have been to Paris.
I don't know, you tell me.
Have been to Paris. To Paris.
To Paris, very good. You have been to Paris. You haven't?
Yes, me too.
Entonces, who has been to Paris?
Both of us. Both of us have been to Paris.
Have been to Paris. Very good. Are you going to visit me tomorrow?
Yes, I will.
I
am. Yes, I am.
Very good. Will Toast land face down if it falls down? What am I asking him?
You're asking him if Toast will fall face down?
Will
land face down if it falls.
Down. Again.
You're asking him if Toast will land face down if it falls down.
Very good. So what do I want to know?
You want to know if Toast will land face down if it falls down.
Very good. So what is he about to answer?
He's about to answer. I don't know.
can you translate the question?
Me?
Yeah.
Si la tostada caerá boca abajo, si se cae. If Toast will land on their side,
face down. Si se cae.
If it falls down.
Yeah, very good. So?
Yes, it will.
Very good. Yes, it will. All right. Yes, question?
No, I was going to say that I saw a scientific program, and it said that it's a matter of height.
Mm.
Because always it's or on the counter or from the table.
Uh-huh.
But if it falls near the floor or farther from the floor, it never lands face down.
Okay, experiment. Kutsi, 25 centimeters. Lydia, 50 centimeters. Pedro, 75 centimeters. You're going to do a meter. I'm going to do a meter 125.
Okay. All right?
Okay. And your toast. And then you drop it from 25.
With butter.
50.
Always with butter.
Yes. Or jam or whatever.
Yeah.
So 25, 50, 75, 1 meter.
It doesn't have time.
Yeah.
The toast hasn't time.
Doesn't have time.
No, doesn't have time.
Yeah.
To roll, to flip over.
More times that half, you know.
Yeah.
If it's here, it can be like that. A lot of times.
Yo no sé de vuestras tostadas, la mía se da una vuelta. No va como,
half because it's here. It's very low.
Yeah. Well, you did it 25, okay. 50, 75.
We need an attitude higher. So
a high altitude.
A high altitude.
That's what I'm doing. I'm doing 125.
No, but second floor to the to the street and let's see what happens.
Skyscraper.
Changing the topic. La tostada que mató a... All right, how far is it from your house to the nearest gas station?
It's 200 meters from my house to the nearest gas station.
That's not true. There is no gas station near your house. There is?
Okay. Yes, there is one. Okay. Yes, 200 meters from my house.
All right. Very good. Very good. Pedro, do you know how to change a car battery?
Yes, I do.
¿Le crees?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay.
Also, in the past, okay, with my friends.
Okay. Vamos a quedar a cambiar la batería
y a tirar tostadas.
On Monday, I was with my friend, and the car
broke down, and you had to change the battery.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
But it was changed by another man,
okay,
not for us.
Not by you. Okay, very good. Ask me where I was yesterday at 8:30 p.m., Jessica.
Where were you yesterday at 8:30 p.m.?
Again.
Okay. Where were you yesterday at 8:30 p.m.?
Again.
Where were you?
It's not where were you, it's where were you? There you go, that's the intonation.
Where were you yesterday at 8:30 p.m.?
Very good. I was at home. Jim is 35 and his twins are 2. So how old was Jim when his twins were born, Pedro?
He was 33 years old when his twins were born. Born.
Which means that he was in?
He was in 2 years.
Yeah.
He was in his early two years.
No.
32. He was in his early 30s.
He was in his early 30s. Very good. Is gold cheaper than silver?
No, it isn't.
Mm-hmm. Give me the full answer.
Gold isn't cheaper than silver.
Which means that silver?
That silver is more
expensive. No.
Is cheaper. So, okay. Which means that silver is cheaper than gold.
Which means?
That gold is more expensive than silver.
Which means?
Silver isn't as cheap as expensive as gold.
And gold.
Gold isn't as cheap as silver.
All right. Very good. Were there any coins in your pocket yesterday?
No, there weren't.
All right. What language do people in Holland speak?
People in Holland.
You're saying, Holland.
Holland.
Uh-huh.
People in Holland speak Dutch.
Dutch. Very good. What's the world's most expensive hotel room?
It's in Macau.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Stephen Villa.
Uh-huh.
It's called the 13. And it, room is like $100,000 per night.
A night. Nice. All right.
Do you know this? Because I looked for it.
She looked it up. Yeah. She knew which question mix we were going to do, and she was like, let's see. What's the most expensive?
I never go there.
She did her homework, yeah. Do you know anybody who can dive 10 meters deep, Lydia?
No, I don't.
All right. How long does it take you to make yourself a tea?
It takes me 5 seconds to make myself a tea.
Very good. Pedro, tell Jessica to do squats.
Please, Jessica, do a squats.
Do squats.
Do squats.
Very good. What is she doing?
She's doing squats.
Very good. Is she still doing squats?
Yeah, she's still doing squats.
Very good. Have you finished doing squats yet?
No, I haven't finished doing squats yet.
Very good. Now you can stop. Is she still doing squats?
No, she isn't doing squats anymore.
Very good. Has she finished doing squats yet?
Yes, she has already finished doing squats.
Yes, what are squats?
Sentadillas.
Sentadillas, very good. Do you party every weekend?
Yes, I do.
No,
yes.
All right.
No.
Yes,
Kuchi,
yes.
I don't understand.
Kuchi, the party animal.
Party. Okay, yes.
No.
Sí,
si sales de fiesta, do you party? Do you party every weekend?
Yes.
It's fine. Did you party?
Depends on the people. Yeah.
Did you party last weekend?
Yes, I did.
All right, very good. How long did the last traffic jam you were in last?
It lasted...
What am I asking her?
You're asking her how long?
Mm-hmm. How long? Que os vigilo.
The last traffic jam she attended, or she was in?
Yeah, you don't attend a traffic jam. You are in a traffic jam.
How long the last traffic jam she was in lasted?
Very good. So what do I want to know?
You want to know?
Yes.
How long?
Yes.
The last traffic jam she was in lasted.
Ahí os quería pillar. So what is she about to answer?
She's about to answer how long the last traffic jam she was in lasted.
Lasted. Very good. And your answer is?
It lasted 30 minutes.
Very good. Susie wanted to do gymnastics, but then she signed up for ballet. Give me the sentence with was going to.
She was going to...
Do?
To do gymnastics.
Gymnastics?
Gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
But she did...
She signed up?
She signed up for...
Ballet.
For ballet.
Yes. Very good. Are you able to lift weights?
Yes, I am.
All right. Very good. Have you ever been caught red-handed doing something you shouldn't be doing? What am I asking him? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe.
I can't remember, so maybe it was something...
No. What am I asking him?
Okay.
You don't get to answer.
Okay.
You get to answer what I want to know.
You want to know if he has ever been caught red-handed doing something he wasn't supposed...
He shouldn't be supposed to do. He shouldn't be doing. Again. Os tocará,
You're asking him...
Mm-hmm.
If he has ever been caught red-handed.
Caught red-handed. You can't make a break there because that's the collocation.
Okay. You're asking him if he has ever been caught red-handed doing something he shouldn't be doing.
Very good. So what do I want to know? What am I asking you?
You're asking me if I've ever been caught red-handed doing something I shouldn't be doing.
Very good. So what is he going to answer?
He's going to answer if he has ever been caught red-handed.
Doing something he shouldn't be doing. All right. Have you ever been caught red-handed doing something you shouldn't be doing? So what will he answer? If you want, you can read it off your paper. It's fine.
I'm going to try.
Okay, give it a try.
He will answer if he has ever been caught red-handed doing something he shouldn't be doing.
All right, very good. Now, Off you go. Have you ever been caught red-handed doing something you shouldn't be doing?
Yes, I've been.
Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Yes, I have. All right, very good. How many stairs did you climb yesterday, Kutsi?
I climbed mm-hmm. 2 floors.
Very good. And so far today?
I have climbed 2 floors five times.
5 times. Yes. All right. Very good.
So 10 floors.
I don't have to work at night. And you?
I haven't.
I don't have to work at night. And
no,
you?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither do I.
Or?
I don't have to climb to
work,
floors.
Work at night?
I don't have to work this night.
At night?
At night, either.
Very good. Is Barcelona near or far from Rome?
Barcelona is far from Rome.
Very good. All right. We got up to question number 31. We're going to continue right after the break, followed by a number dictation. So stay tuned.
Te invitamos a que te sumerjas en una experiencia como el pueblo angloparlante de Vaughan Town, donde te permitirá comunicarte con decisión y confianza a pesar de los errores que puedas cometer. Pero se trata precisamente de eso, de superar el miedo escénico y el sentido del ridículo a la hora de expresarte en inglés. Te darás cuenta de que el inglés no es una ciencia oculta, sino una herramienta de comunicación que serás capaz de manejar con éxito. Vaughan Town es un programa de inmersión lingüística en inglés en el cual conviven participantes españoles con al menos el mismo número nativos angloparlantes procedentes de todas partes del mundo. Es como una dosis de estancia en el extranjero. Sí, una dosis de estancia en el extranjero concentrada. Es un programa diseñado especialmente para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días. No es palabrería. Compruébalo. Infórmate en el 911-335833 o entra en grupo Vaughan.com.
En Vaughan Town hay un antes y un después. El antes es inseguridad, titubeo, fastidio. El después es confianza, convicción y arrojo. Y esto en solo 6 días.
El mayor ambiente lingüístico jamás creado, con la mayor variedad de acentos nativos nunca antes reunidos. Vaughan Town, el pueblo anglo de Vaughan. Vaughan Town, rechaza imitaciones. Infórmate en el 911-335833.
Vaughan Town, cambia tu inglés ya.
Vaughan y Disney presentan
Disney English Vaughan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Vaughan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Vaughan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Vaughan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupovaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
Vuelve el seminario que tanto éxito está teniendo sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo, con dos líderes, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Y esta vez, Richard Vaughan lo impartirá en inglés. No faltes a esta nueva convocatoria, jueves 24 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la sede central de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
No voy a decir estresante, es exigente, pero es muy divertido y la gente es estupenda. La gente, los voluntarios son alucinantes, yo he flipado con ellos. Gente muy, muy comprometida en ayudarnos y han tratado de hacer todo lo posible porque nos sintamos bien y han colaborado mucho.
Vaughan Town es un programa intensivo de inmersión en España, específicamente diseñado para que hables y hables y hables inglés con nativos durante 6 días, sin escapatoria. Vaughan Town es lo mejor para que consolides tu confianza con el idioma y tu comprensión auditiva sin clases. Infórmate ya en el 911-335833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
To the second half of English O'Clock. We are still on question mix number 192. We're on question number 31. How long did the last commercial break you watched last?
The last commercial
The
last commercial break I watched.
Watched. Well, if you say washed, it means that you lo has lavado.
Watched. The last commercial break I watched lasted...
Yeah?
10 minutes.
Very good. Ben wanted to call his mother, but then his mother called him. Was going to.
He was going to call his mother, but then his mother called him.
Very good. When was the last time it took you an hour to explain your symptoms to a doctor? Or to your doctor?
It lasts...
When was the last time it took you?
It was...
The last time?
The last time I...
It took me. The question is, when was the last time it took you 1 hour... to explain your symptoms to your doctor?
Never explain my symptoms to my doctor.
A ver, centrémonos. Si estamos hablando de algo que empezó en el pasado y termina o sigue pasando en el presente, utilizamos el presente perfecto. So, it has. ¿En algún momento ha pasado o nunca?
Nunca.
Bien, entonces utilizamos nunca.
Has ever.
It has never.
It has never
taken.
It has never taken to me.
It has never taken me.
It has never taken me 1 hour to explain my symptoms to my doctor.
Very good. All right. Are you able to explain math clearly, Pedro?
Yes, I am.
Very good. So have you ever seen something you shouldn't have seen?
Maybe.
All right. lo dejamos ahí. How many princess costumes did you wash yesterday?
I didn't wash any princess costumes yesterday.
Very good. And so far today?
I haven't washed any princess costume so far today.
All right. Very good. I don't have to walk to work. And you?
Neither do I.
Or?
Me neither.
All right. Very good. Ask me when my best friend's birthday is.
When is your best friend's birthday?
Very good. It depends which best friend. September 1st. Has there ever been a plumber in your house?
Yes, it has.
Has there ever been a plumber in your house?
Yes, there has.
Yes, there has. Very good. Are you sad that it isn't Christmas Day tomorrow?
No, I'm not.
All right. Very good. As promised, we're going to do a number dictation. We're going to do line number 26. So take out a piece of paper, take out a pen, and we are going to take a look at six numbers that we're going to take a look at. They are quite complicated, so maximum focus, please. The first number is 198,453. Number two is 573,176. Number three is 763,245. Number four is 9,989,999.
That's mine.
That's Kuchi's. Very good. That's right. Number five is 1,134,151. And number six is 7,053,817. All right, Lydia, first number.
First number is 198,000. 198,453.
Very good. Translate into Spanish.
198,453.
Very good. Very good. Do you guys agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Very good. Number two, Kutsi.
573,176.
Very good. Translate.
573,176.
Very good. Do you agree?
Yes,
I do. Very good. Next one, Pedro.
763,245.
Very good. Translate.
763,245.
Very good. Kutsi, next one.
9,989,999.
Very good. Translate.
9,989,999.
Very good. Jessica, next one. Do you guys agree? Yeah,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
1,134,151.
Very good. Translate.
1,134,151.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Yes.
Very good. And the last one. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a tiger by the toe. Lydia.
7,053,000.
Start again.
7,053,817.
Very good. 7 million. You can say and or not. 7 million. And 53,817. Very good. Okay. Mistakes, Jessica? 0. Pedro?
5. And the only one that I have correct is
I was right.
Uh-huh. Is the only one I said.
All right. Very good. Not too bad. Lydia, how many mistakes?
Zero mistakes.
Zero. All right. Well done. Very good. Let's take it over to vocabulary booklet number 3, list number 29, the one that we saw yesterday. Let's see how you do. Asombroso. Cuchi.
Amazing.
Very good. Corrida de toros.
Bullfight.
Very good. Presidente del Consejo.
Chairman.
Good. Compatible.
Compatible.
Good. Contagioso.
Contagious.
Contagious. Very good. Tribunal.
Court.
Very good. Postre.
Dessert.
Yes. Hembra.
Female.
Yes. Guía.
Guide.
Yes. Improbable.
Improbable.
Very good. Labios.
Lips.
Yep. Ubicado.
Located.
Yep. Matrimonio.
Marriage.
Very good. Operación.
Operation.
Yes. Placer.
Pleasure.
Very good. Responsable.
Responsible.
Yes. Seguro. Safe or?
Secure.
Very good. Espontáneamente.
Spontaneously.
Yes. Tarea.
Task.
Yep. A través de.
Through.
Yep. Llevarse bien con.
To get along with.
Very good. Razonar con.
To get reason with.
Mm. Yeah. Get rid of the get.
To reason with.
To reason with. Very good. Confianza.
Trust.
Very good. Hola.
Wave.
And qué lío.
What a mess.
Very good. Well, ni tan mal. Very good. Let's take a look. At drill number 161. It's a drill that practices for, since, and from to. Okay, so something that started in the past. Well, no me voy a repetir porque lo tenéis que saber de sobra a esas alturas de la vida. Drill 161, sentences 121 to 130. I'm going to give you the sentence and you're going to give me two sentences saying cuánto tiempo lleva haciendo o estaba haciendo esa persona algo o desde cuándo lo hace. All right, so Stephanie started taking ballet classes in January. Y ahí sigue, Pedro.
She has been taking ballet classes since January,
mm-hmm.
Which means that she has been taking ballet classes for 10 months.
Yes. Amber went to Bordeaux on the 2nd. Today is the 12th, and she's still there. Lydia.
Can you repeat this sentence?
Amber? Went to Bordeaux on the 2nd. Today is the 12th, and she's still there.
He or she is Amber?
Amber is a girl. Amber. Amber, by the way, is a...
Amber.
No, la luz de Amber.
La cerveza Amber.
Bueno, o el cristal, o el, la piedra preciosa, ¿no?
She has been in Bordeaux.
Ajá. Uh-huh.
for 10 days. And she...
What? No, don't look at Pedro. He's not going to tell you the answer. And you keep quiet.
Of course I won't.
I... Ella ha estado en...
Ella lleva en Bordeaux desde... el 2.
She's in Bordeaux.
She has been
in Bordeaux since the 2nd.
Yeah, very good. Stuart went to Cork on the 27th and came back on the 31st. Could see. Stuart went to Cork on the 27th and came back on the 31st.
He has been in...
He came back. He's not there anymore.
He's been in Cork.
Que ya no está.
I know.
Estuvo.
He went.
No.
Ay, he was.
Yeah.
He was in Cork for 6 days.
4 days.
4 days. He was there. He was in Cork from the
27th.
The 27th until the
31.
31st.
All right. Si necesitáis apuntarlo, apuntadlo. All right. Susan went to China on the 1st. Today is the 21st, and she's still there.
She has been in China for 20 days. She has been there since the 1st.
Very good. Mike and Susan went to San Francisco on the 17th and came back on the 20th. Kuchi. Mike and Susan went to San Francisco on the 17th and came back on the 20th.
They were in San Francisco. To San Francisco.
They were in?
They were in San Francisco for... 9 days?
3 days. Sorry? 17th until the 20th. 3 días.
Ah, 3 days. Mm-hmm. And they were there from the 17th until the 28th.
The 20th.
The 28th.
Yes, the 20th. El 20. 20th.
Ah, 28.
Yes.
Okay.
You understood 28th.
Yes.
But I said 20th.
Okay.
El 20. Por eso 3 días.
Okay.
Jenny moved to Chicago in 2017. Jenny moved to Chicago in 2017. Y ahí vive, tan felizmente.
Jenny has been in Chicago since the 2017.
Since 2017.
Since 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And 2017. So she has been in Chicago for 2 years.
Very good. Now in this case, because she's still living there, you can say she has... been in Chicago for 2 years, or she's been in Chicago since 2017, or you can say she has been living. She has been living in Chicago since 2017, or she has been living in Chicago for 2 years. Okay? Taylor went to Jamaica on the 9th. Today is the 12th, and he is still there. Pedro.
Taylor, he is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Taylor has been... has been in Jamaica since the 9th. So Taylor has been in Jamaica for 3 9. What day is today?
Today is the 12th.
Oh, for 5 days. Ah, the 12th. Okay.
Nuestro día ficticio. Hoy es el día 16 de octubre, pero es el día ficticio.
Okay. No, wait.
3 days. Very good. Teresa went to Cádiz on the 20th. Today is the 29th, and she's still there. Jessica?
She has been there for 9 days. She has been there since the 20th.
Very good. The Spice Girls became a band in 1994 and broke up in 2001. The Spice Girls became a band in 1994 and broke up in 2001. Pedro?
Spice Girls? The Spice Girls were a band. Since 1994.
No. Not since.
For 7 years?
Give me the whole sentence again.
The Spice Girls were a band for 7 years.
Yeah. And the other one?
They were a band from 1994, what I said before.
Since.
From 1994 until 2001.
And one. Very good. Tom started working at Mercedes-Benz in 2010. Kuchi. Tom started working at Mercedes-Benz in 2010. Y ahí sigue, trabajando.
Tom has been working at Mercedes-Benz for 99 years.
Mm-hmm.
He has been working
working there.
He has been working there since 20 And 10.
2010.
2010.
2010. All right, very good. So Tom has been working at Mercedes-Benz for 8 years, for 9 years, and he has been working at Mercedes-Benz since 2010. All right, a new thing that we're going to do. We're going to talk about my favorite person in the Vaughn universe with drill number 159, sentences 1 to 10. It's about something that our friend Ronnie should or shouldn't do. All right, I'm going to give you a scenario of Ronnie's life, and you are going to give him a tip of what he should or he shouldn't do. All right, so the first sentence is, Ronnie doesn't have any friends because he's unfriendly. What should or shouldn't Ronnie do?
He should be more friendly.
Or he should be friendlier.
He should be friendly.
Very friendlier. Good. What shouldn't he do?
He shouldn't be like he's now.
All right, so he shouldn't be so...
so unfriendly.
Yes, he shouldn't be so unfriendly. Very good. Ronnie's family doesn't like him because he's ungrateful.
He should be more grateful.
Very good. Or he shouldn't?
He shouldn't be so ungrateful.
Very good. Ronnie's fat because he doesn't work out.
He should work out.
Very good. What shouldn't he do?
He shouldn't eat so much.
All right. Very good. Ronnie doesn't have a job because he's too lazy.
He should be a hard worker.
Yeah, he should be a hard worker, or he should be more active. What shouldn't he do?
He shouldn't be so lazy.
Very good. Ronnie. Ronnie got fired because he insulted his boss. Ronnie got fired because he insulted his boss. What should he do?
He should be nice with his boss.
He should be nice to his boss. All right, that's a bit late for that.
He should apologize to his boss. He should apologize to his boss.
Very good. What shouldn't he do?
He shouldn't be so stupid.
he should be so stupid, fair enough, or he shouldn't insult his boss. Yes.
He shouldn't insult his boss.
All right, next one. Ronnie's got bronchitis because he's a chain smoker.
He shouldn't smoke so much.
Very good. What should he do?
He should quit from cigarettes.
Quit smoking. Yes, stop smoking or quit smoking. Very good. He says he should quit smoking, he should stop smoking, or he shouldn't smoke so much. Very good. Ronnie doesn't have a girlfriend because he cheated on her.
Cheated.
Le ha puesto los cuernos
a su
novia.
He should be more faithful.
He should be faithful.
He should be faithful.
No hay more faithful. ¿O le pones el cuerno a alguien? Oh, no. Es como estoy un poco embarazada. Pues no.
He should be faithful.
You should be faithful. Very good. What shouldn't he do?
He should be so...
stupid.
More than stupid.
or he should apologize to her, and maybe it works.
Sometimes it works. Yeah, I don't know, because I have never cheated on my husband or any other boyfriend. Ronnie doesn't have a girlfriend because he cheated on her. What shouldn't he do?
He shouldn't cheat on her.
Yes, to cheat on es poner los cuernos a alguien, to cheat on somebody. All right, Ronnie doesn't have a degree because he doesn't study.
He should have studied.
Very good. What shouldn't he do?
He shouldn't...
No debería ser tan vago.
Yeah, he shouldn't be so lazy.
Very good. Ronnie's always tired because he parties too much. Ronnie and Kutsi are going to hit it off.
He shouldn't go out.
Use the same verb. Ronnie's always tired because he parties too much.
He shouldn't party so much.
Yes, he shouldn't party so much.
So much.
You see, party es una fiesta, but to party is salir de fiesta. All right, so I party, he parties, we party, everybody parties. Okay, so what should he do?
He should stay home.
Yeah, he should stay home more often. Very good. And the last one, obviously, Ronnie's depressed because he doesn't have any plans. Qué sorpresa.
he should arrange some plans.
Very good. He should arrange some plans, or he should make some plans. Very good. Or
he should be more.
He shouldn't.
He shouldn't be, stay at home.
Yeah, he shouldn't play, stay at home. He should just go party with Gucci. All right. We still have 5 minutes. I don't want to start a new translation list. I don't want to start a new vocabulary list. What I do want to do is take a look at the sentences that we got wrong yesterday. Yesterday we did translation list number 8 from translation booklet number 4, and we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sentences wrong. So we're going to repeat those 8 sentences. ¿Cuánto te debo, Jessica?
How much I owe you.
No.
How much do I owe you?
Yes. Mismo error.
Yeah, I know.
Again.
How much do I owe you?
Again.
How much do I owe you?
Pedro.
The same?
Yeah.
How much do I owe you?
Very good. Lydia.
How much do I owe you?
Good.
How much do I owe you?
Jessica.
How much do I owe you?
All right. Very good. No pierdas tu tiempo. Cuzzi.
Don't mess.
No.
Your, no, don't. Yes, waste.
Don't waste?
Waste. Don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time. Very good. Déjalo aquí para que otra gente lo pueda usar también. Cuzzi.
Cuzzi again. Leave it here so other people...
So that...
Other people can use it as well, or two.
Two, again.
Leave it here so that other people can use it too.
Very good. Esa es una idea fantástica. Lydia.
That's a...
You cannot use fantastic. You have to use another verb.
That's a great idea.
No. No es una
that's
idea
a
buena.
Fantastic idea.
No puedes decir fantastic.
That's an amazing idea.
Terrific.
Terrific. Use terrific.
Terrific. That's a terrific idea.
Very good. No se me ocurrió. Pedro. No se me ocurrió. Ello no se me ocurrió.
It doesn't...
No se me ocurrió.
It didn't occur me.
To me.
To me.
Again.
It didn't occur to me.
Occur
to me.
Yes, it didn't occur to me. Very good. ¿Por qué no se te ocurrió, Cuzzi?
Why didn't occur to you?
¿Por qué no se te ocurrió qué?
What didn't occur?
¿Pero qué?
It. Why didn't occur it?
¿Pero qué?
Why?
Didn't.
Pero está, a ver, otra vez.
¿Por qué no se te ocurrió? ¿O por qué no se te, ocurrió ello? Pero
es
en español, en, yes.
Why didn't it occur to you?
Yes. Why didn't it occur to you? Very good. Nunca se me ocurren cosas así.
Things like that never occur to me.
Yes. Things like that never occur to me. Very good. Tendrás que tomar una decisión, Lydia.
You have to take
a... Tendrás.
You will have to take a decision to get a decision.
Don't look at Jessica. She won't tell you.
You'll have to make a decision.
You'll have to make a decision. Very good. ¿No puedes esperar un poco más? ¿No puedes esperar un poco
can't
más?
Can't you wait a little bit more?
Yeah, or a little...
A little bit?
Longer.
Okay.
A little longer. Yeah, can't you wait a little longer? Right. that was... Madre mía, se me está metiendo algo en la garganta. Hang on, you can talk.
Come on.
Translation list number 4.
Say something. 5 minutes of music.
Yeah, last, Tino, put on some music.
You can trust on us. If you miss one day, we can do the program.
I do not trust you at all. So this was translation list number 8. We did sentences 2, 4, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, and 23. All right, so today's class was all about question mix number 1, 92. We did a number dictation line number 26. We reviewed vocabulary booklet number 3, list number 29. We did drill 161, sentences 121 to 130. And we did drill number 159, sentences 1 to 10, about the fabulously sad life of Ronnie. Right, and the last thing that we wanted to do is to take a look at our Twitter question, which was, where is the wine? Bottle, glass. Lydia, give it a try. Where is the wine? Bottle, glass.
Some of wine.
Some is. Or some of the wine is.
Some of the wine is in the bottle.
In the bottle. Inside. Very good. In
and
the bottle.
On the glass.
No.
Inside.
In the glass.
In the glass.
Yes, so some, and then of the wine isn't mandatory. Some is in the bottle and some is in the glass. All right, Juan Antonio, Jaime says some wine is in the bottle and some wine is in the glass, but for just a little time. Very good. Jaime says some is in the bottle and some is in the glass. Perfect. There is some wine in the glass and some in the bottle. Perfect. Jerónimo says the wine is in the bottle. ¿Y el glass qué? Jerónimo, a ver.
Se la bebí.
And then Emma Elena says there is some wine in the glass and some in the bottle. In both cases, it's inside because the wine is inside a recipient. Okay? And then Mr. House says, if you're talking about really good wine, it's here in La Rioja. I'm really jealous. I want to go. Some wine is in the glass and some wine is in the bottle. Perfect! That's it for today. Remember, tomorrow is a new class. We're going to do question mix number 193. That's for sure. And the rest is a surprise. So have a fantastic afternoon. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys out there for listening. Have a great afternoon and we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Niñas y niños, agrandad bien los ojos, porque llega nuestro Weekend Camp Equilibrismo. Malabares, acrobacias, divertidísimos juegos de expresión corporal, talleres de títeres y marionetas, y un espectáculo de circo para rematar el Weekend Camp de Baugan. Ah, y abrid bien los oídos, porque en menos que canta un gallo, el inglés lo asimilaréis, así, sin más, como arte de magia. Llega nuestro Weekend Camp con temática de circo y magia para chavales de 6 a 12 años en el Valle de los Abedules, en Miraflores. Haz la reserva de los peques en el 917-00-1199. 917-00-1199.